Welcome into the Pick Aside Podcast. Tyler Aki, Shane Orling with you as always. And the first edition of our college basketball betting shows. These are going to be more bite-sized. We're going to try to get them out for you for your commute. There honestly might be times with our schedules being as opposite as they are. If you know, on the radio station, Tyler's in afternoons, I'm in mornings. It can be difficult to do this and get it out so that people can consume it before tip-off. We're going to do our best. There will be times maybe we go solo and one of us or one of the other takes care of business. But we're going to try to get these to you as often as possible. And look, man, we talked about it a little bit already, but there's kind of a philosophy I think both of us live on in power conferences. You see bad team favored versus good team or unranked team favored over ranked team at home. Those are spots we typically like to be. That's going to happen quite often. And then, yeah, of course, we'll bigger games. We'll try to find some action.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to sort of notice a theme over the course of this. You're going to probably kind of see it's kind of down to a formula. And listen, we're always probably going to find some other plays to sprinkle in as well. But for the most part, I think both you and I have a philosophy that we like to stick to.
It'll be rare, but like I usually bet home teams, there will be the occasional road team. Penn State earlier this week with Michigan, I was getting 8.5. That was a spot I wanted to live because it's a crazy number. Last night, I very nearly bet Minnesota against Sparty because I thought 14.5 was absurd. I'm very glad that I didn't do that. So there's just, look, you want to stay away from road teams in college basketball. It is brutal.
I have a philosophy on that. A philosophy that I've lived by for about 5 or 6 years now is that road teams do not win in college basketball, but occasionally you'll see a home team lose. But road teams very rarely are going to go out and just flat out win a basketball game.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen very often. Kentucky ended up winning last night on the road at Tennessee, but the SEC.
There was some weird injury stuff in that game, too.
Yeah, and the whole game was kind of funky. And look, SEC is just a behemoth. It's a monster. Yeah. If this is the first that you're parachuting into college basketball, the SEC is a fucking beast.
The SEC is everything the football fans told you it was, except it's actually true in basketball.
They're going to get 12 teams into the tournament. I saw the latest bracketology had 12 SEC teams in the field of 68. The conference is just awesome. Did you see, by the way, people getting baited by that tweet? Was a great tweet that since January 4th, the SEC is 54-54. They can't actually be that good. Who would the head coach at Rhode Island?
Archie Miller. It was Archie Miller. I just tweeted this actually, because did you see the Big 12 put out a graphic that had the win probabilities of both Arizona the other night on the Caleb Love buzzer beater had a 1.9% chance to win. And Houston had a 0.4% chance to win against Kansas. And I go, Archie Miller saw the Big 12 blew two games with a 98.1 and 99.6% win probability.
I mean, really, though, that Kansas game, I don't know how many people watched it Saturday night. You and I were both on Kansas in the game. At home, it's the fog. Mm-hmm. You're getting 2.5 points. Got to live in that spot.
Yep.
They should have won at the end of regulation, and they should have won at the end of the first overtime. Up 6 points, 18 seconds left, and shooting two free throws. How mm-hmm. the fuck do you lose?
I don't get it.
It shouldn't be possible.
Right. It is impossible. I fell for it last night, too, because Kansas was in a close game against UCF, and I looked away for a second. And I looked back, and I saw they showed the Houston game and a guy stealing the inbound pass, and Houston wore their black uniforms, and UCF last night had black, and I was like, oh, shit, here we go again. And I thought it was real time, but no, then they showed, oh, shit, that was Houston.
Good lesson, too, there with UCF. Not that it really impacted the betting. The spread was massive. Kansas never had a chance to cover it. Boy, is college basketball just a fluky fucking sport, man. Yeah. There's just stuff you're going to bet these games. A lot of people who do this full-time, college basketball betting, you got to bet a billion games if you want any hope of making money because there's so much variance. Mm-hmm. Last night, UCF, boy, if you were a moneyline ticket holder, I feel bad. How the fuck is that not a shooting foul?
I don't get it.
It was in the act of shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the ball's on the floor.
Yeah, and listen, I hate that the whole bait into that, but clearly a foul and clearly in the act of shooting. I know it's unnatural for somebody to be pulling up from 45 feet with still like what, 5 seconds left on the clock at that point, but he was clearly shooting.
3.8 maybe, something like that.
Whatever it was.
But yeah, it was active shooting. And they called one earlier that was similar, not the same because it wasn't fast break heave, but ball on the floor, pull up, and the ball gets knocked away. You're in the act. It doesn't matter if the ball gets up. It matters if the shooter's in the act.
Right.
How many plays do you have?
I think I have six. Yeah, six.
Jesus. All right, I have three. I think that we're going to be aligned on all three of mine, mm-hmm. and then you can take it from there. Like I said, guys, this is going to be home teams. It's going to be certain spots. Maryland in Wisconsin, Big Ten matchup, two similar Big Ten teams. Both, what is it, 16-4 for Maryland and 16-3 for Wisconsin, something like that. Am I off by a loss, maybe? I know Maryland's got five losses, Wisconsin's got four. Maryland's got four conference losses. They're all on the road. The one that's inexcusable is Washington. I don't care that you played them on the road. You can't lose to Washington. They're fucking terrible. But losing on the road to Purdue or ranked Oregon, I'm not going to ding you too hard for. It's hard to win on the road in conference play. Teams are familiar with you. So the losses that Maryland has sustained in conference, I'm not going to hit them with. Wisconsin, on the flip side, been very good. I think 3-0 their last three road games. They look like a legitimate Big Ten threat. They're ranked 17th in the country. So somebody help me out. Why is Maryland a 5.5-point favorite?
Yeah, it's crazy what this number's ballooned to, but I'm with you. I like Maryland a lot in this game, and I think part of it is defensively, they're really good, top 25 KenPom defense, and that's actually where Wisconsin's had its struggles. This is an offensive-first Wisconsin team, and they kind of let people score at will on them, and they are 1-3 against top 25 KenPom defenses, and some of those games really haven't been all that close either, so yeah, I like Maryland a lot in this game. That's one of my plays as well.
ACC dumpster fire conference. It's terrible. Duke's gonna run away with it. North Carolina sucks. Virginia sucks. If you can think of a brand in the ACC that's not Duke, they stink. It's a terrible conference this year, which brings me to Miami and Virginia tonight. Miami has lost 9 straight games. 8 straight since Jim Larrañaga just decided I'm done, I'm leaving the program at Christmas. And yet they're favored at home over Virginia. Both these teams suck, but Miami is spiraling and has lost 9 straight games and is favored in a basketball game despite being 4-16. Automatic bet. If it loses, it loses. This is just Virginia blows. Both teams had their head coaches this season just decide we're fucking off. And I'm going to fade Virginia here, take Miami laying a point at home. If it loses, it loses.
Yep. I'll live in that same neighborhood with you. Take the home team. I mean, these teams are going to struggle on the road when you have a weird situation parachute in, but one of these teams is at home, the other's not. And it's not like Miami doesn't have talent on the roster. I actually think Miami might have more talent on the roster than Virginia does.
Certainly. Dude, there was a point in time this year where Miami was like an ACC darling, and they were a team routinely laying double-digit points in certain games. Larrañaga fucked off, and everything fell apart. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
They can score. They just can't defend worth a shit.
All right. We mentioned SEC, best conference in basketball. You got number 14 Mississippi State favored at home over number 4 Alabama. This has been a college football theory of ours. It applies in college basketball for me. Lower ranked team or unranked team at home favored over a ranked opponent. I want to live there. In the case of Mississippi State and Bama, both teams will fill it up. Two top 20 offenses. Both teams will also give it up, both outside the top 35 in defense. But per KenPom, Mississippi State slight edge defensively over Alabama, and they're at home. I will lay the points, short points, 1.5 with the home team.
Yeah, and also there's a big misnomer out there about what Alabama is as a shooting team. It's not because of their three-point prowess, and I get that they take a ton, so volume naturally is going to ding their three-point percentage down, but they're shooting sub 33%. And usually with the Bama team, even on volume, they'll still shoot in the neighborhood of about 35% for the year. Even guys like Mark Sears, he's down about 10% three-point wise from last season. Not to say he's not a great player. He's been awesome this year, but he's just doing it in a little bit of a different way. This is actually a little bit, this team has some interior presence to it, but I'm with you. I like Mississippi State in the game. Neither of these teams is going to shoot the three-pointer all that well, but I like the fact that Mississippi State is not going to give Alabama the chance to get out and run off of turnovers. So especially when you're at home, you don't take your own home crowd out of it. Give me Mississippi State as well.
Yeah, Nate Oates, if you haven't watched Bama yet this year, I've only watched him probably 3-4 times, like closely. I feel like he's got him playing like an NBA team.
Yeah.
Like he's doing the let's solve the math problem. We're going to play inside out basketball, and everything's either going to be through our interior or at the 3-point line. And we're cool shooting 35% if we can from three on mega volume, because it's better than shooting 42% from just inside the arc.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And look, listen, this is the game of the night in the sport, too. I mean, you're going to Stark Vegas. That place is going to get rowdy. You got a top 25 team in Mississippi State, 14th in the country right now. Those fans get after it for big games like this. You're going to hear the cowbell, all that stuff.
All right, you got three more plays. Let me hear them.
I got three others. I like West Virginia plus the 7.5 tonight. When you've got two kind of defensive, tough-minded teams like this game is, and you're giving me 7.5 points at home, like this is a top 20 West Virginia defense. When you're getting that many points at home with a top 20 defense, I get that Houston's top 10 in both. And they are the number one defense in the country per KenPom, but I still think that's too many points to be given at home. This line's already dropped a point as well from 8.5 to 7.5. So if you got it early, good on you. But give me West Virginia plus the 7.5 in this game. And then we're going to go to a battle between the student and the teacher. We've got Chris Beard's Ole Miss running Rebels going up against Texas and Rodney Terry. And this line's already ballooned out to 7. If you're able to find a 6, 6.5 somewhere, I would take it. 7's a lot, but I do like Ole Miss a lot. Texas coming off of a really emotional comeback win earlier this week at home against Texas A&M. One of those improbable games and why the SEC has been so damn good this year.
Great finish to that game.
I think they came back from down like 20 points in that game. But it's really tough to kind of rally back after a game like that. So I like Ole Miss. I think they're the better team here. And then one WCC play tonight, two pretty good WCC teams, St. Mary's and Santa Clara. I like Santa Clara plus the 4.5 tonight. St. Mary's, I think, has largely skated by having a mega rebounding advantage because of the height disparity. But Santa Clara is one of the few teams that's actually going to give them a height disadvantage because they're just a bigger team than them. So I think the rebounding, and especially with Santa Clara being at home, is going to play a factor. So we're going to play the Broncos plus 4.5 tonight.
I would love to see Santa Clara make the tourney this year.
They're fun.
They are fun. And like, I've bet them a couple times. I've watched them a couple times. I have a good time watching that team. I'd like them to make the tourney. It'd be fun. Give us three teams out of the West Coast Conference. Yeah, why not?
That game, by the way, is number 3 on KenPom's thrill score.
See? So if you're up late, now you and I won't be able to watch this. So I was going to make you an offer. Now, the reason Tyler and I won't be able to watch this game is because we are going to see, we hope, Dylan Harper and at least Ace Bailey, mm-hmm. Rutgers Northwestern tonight at Welsh Ryan. Do you want to just bet the over and have a little fun, root for points in the stands?
I'm cool with that. I've already talked myself into tonight. I am going to just become even more angry with the Bulls because I know I'm going to love Ace Bailey even more than I already do just from watching him in person.
He's so good.
Dude, he's KD. Like he's a KD like player. He's got the height. He's got the high arc or the high release point shot, like everything about it. It's like, damn, that's baby Durant right there. And I know that gets said a lot, but it feels like this one actually might have some validity to it. But I'll probably end up betting on my guy, Nick Martinelli too, to go over his point total, but we'll see.
There you go.
Me, you and Potsy will all be there. So can't wait.
Plus 7 on the spread with Rutgers.
If I had to lean, I would probably take Rutgers.
I would too, but they're so bad. It's bizarre that they, like, Dylan Harper's not playing much. He's been hurt, but they have two of the top five picks in the draft and they're not good. 10 and 10.
Yeah. They have kind of picked it up or at least played in like some close games lately, but yeah, they do struggle on the road.
Listen, they played Sparty in Madison Square Garden. If they played that game in the Breslin, Sparty wins by 50. That's all I'm saying. They got him in the nicest arena they could have gotten Sparty and lost.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it is what it is. This is like LSU when they had Ben Simmons, where they were just trash. But Simmons was the number one overall pick.
They were so bad. All right. Anything else before we clock out of here?
That's all I got.
There you go. College basketball debut on the Pick Aside podcast. Shane Orling, Tyler Aki with you as always. We'll do our best to be back with more whenever we have big time CBB plays. You'll get them right here on the Pick Aside podcast.